If you want to hear about the opportunities that we are presenting to our investors, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club. We scour for the best opportunities and present those only to folks inside the club, and that is the only way you'll hear about our deals and what we're working on. We'd love for you to be a part. Again, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club.
Yeah, I really believe we all have God-given gifts and stewardship. And the best thing we can do is use that to help our fellow man, like, and women, right? Is really to help build mankind. Like, what kind of footprint do you leave on this planet? And for me, I feel like that's one of the big things I can do is inspire hope and freedom for people that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And that's what drives me and makes me excited.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Chris Miles, the cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, is a leading authority teaching entrepreneurs and professionals how to get their money working for them today. He's an author, podcast host of the Chris Miles Money Show, has been featured in US News, CNN Money, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and has a proven reputation with his company, Money Ripples, getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results. In fact, his personal clients have increased their cash flow by over $200 million in the last 10 years. Chris Miles, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you.
Such a pleasure to be here, Sam.
Man, I'm so excited about today's podcast because you are an interesting individual in that you invest in commercial real estate, residential real estate, a lot of different types of real estate, and you help people develop that passive income. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about your journey and how you decided to scale your business and also scale your investors' passive income?
Yeah. So my journey got started almost 20 years ago, right? I started as just being the traditional mainstream financial advisor, AKA salesman in a suit, right? Did that for 4 years. But the thing is, I like evidence. I like to know that things work, right? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I was a fact checker, I don't know, but I basically like want to make sure that things really worked well. And so I actually realized that none of my clients were becoming financially free, nor the ones I inherited after decades of advice from other advisors.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, there's an issue. And then when I started running real numbers, like what's the real numbers of the stock market? You know, when I realized the real rate of return of the S&P 500 wasn't, you know, 10 or 12%, it was actually like 7.5 to 8, maybe, if you're lucky. And nobody's even getting those returns anyways, because you got to pay fees and everything else. You're lucky to get 6 or 7% a year, if you're lucky, right? And then you factor in real rates of inflation, not what the government says it is, but it's usually much higher than what they claim. So they don't have to raise Social Security on you, right? So they purposely lower it, you know, so that they don't have to keep paying more money to you. So when you factor in all these things, you realize it's going to be absolutely impossible. Even with a 401k and a match, it's impossible to retire. And so I started looking quietly, looking for other things, right? And that's when I ran into a friend who left the financial industry to become a real estate investor with his dad. They partnered up. They started doing more active stuff. And the next thing you know, he's like 4 months later, he's telling me, Chris, it's awesome. Like my dad has doubled his income from a professor at the local university.
Wow.
I was like, that's bull crap. That's too good to be true, as right. People always say with us in real estate, right?
Sure.
He's like, no, I'm dead serious. It works. So anyways, it kind of opened my eyes a little bit, especially as I started to look outside into the alternative space and outside of the mainstream and more into the things that have worked historically, right? Which has been things like real estate. That's been the one consistent thing. If it's not your business, it's real estate that really create wealth for people.
Right.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, like I see it, especially when it was about cash flow, about income, right? That's when like my whole world blew up. I realized, wait, even if you make 10% a year passively, you know, 10% a year on $1 million is 100,000 a year. Do you know that when I was a financial advisor, you know, when you don't want people to run out of money using the whole Monte Carlo and all that kind of stuff, and especially the Monte Carlo is outdated, you know, now it's with lower rates, you can only live on 2% a year. So if you have $1 million in your IRA or 401k, you can only live on 20,000 a year. But if you make 10% on that money, you can live on 100,000 a year. You could save 5 times less the amount of money. And so that's when I quit. 2006, quit being a financial advisor, started going down this path instead. And I had a whole journey of ups and downs and everything through the recession and things like that. But I was able to retire my first time in 2006, went through recession, was back in the rat race. After I got out of the rat race, I was back in the recession, but I was able to get back out again in 2016. And so I was actually able to get out of the rat race twice, doing the opposite of mainstream financial advice.
Sure. Now that's fascinating. So how did you, or how do you currently take, because you do a lot of investor coaching and that's, I mean, it sounds like you take a lot of passive investors and show them how to invest. Like,
yeah,
how do you find deals? How do you scale? How do you, like, just walk me through that process. Let's pretend I'm just a guy that's coming to you. And I said, hey, Chris, man, I got money. I got a job, but I really don't know where to go from here. Like, how does all this work? And I guess, can you pull the curtains back on your business?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, I act as more of a guide. I don't offer any investments myself. I mean, I might help design people like people ways for people to double dip on their investments, like where we use like life insurance strategies to help make money in two places at the same time. That's different than the whole infinite banking. It's like a max ROI, sure, infinite banking method. But other than that, I mean, I'm purely just referring out to different people that I've been able to vet, right? Like different service providers or even deal operators, right? You know, whether it's in the syndication space, whether it's like turnkey real estate investment, or even if somebody wants to go active route, there's people that help you with the active side of real estate investing, right? But I more refer as being a connector and a strategist. So I stand back from all those investments. I get my self-interest out of it. It's more, hey, let's look at what's available out there. First, what's your goals? Because for example, if somebody says, hey, my goal is cash flow, well, that's going to eliminate a lot of different deals if they're focused more on growth. Because some syndications are just like, hey, in 6-7 years, the thing might double your ROI. Well, cool. Well, that doesn't do anything for cash flow today. So maybe that's not your deal. But if you're more growth oriented, cool. If you have IRA money, great. Maybe we put IRA monies in different places, right? You know, and look at those options and see what's best fit for you. So let me give you an example of things I've done, like just recently in the last month, right? Like I had a client where, you know, we were looking at their situation, you know, and as we're starting to dig into it, you know, they had a few a few hundred thousand dollars to invest. Well, you know, as we started to dig in deeper, one, we found a way to free up cash flow, right? Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool because we were able to save some money on taxes with their business. They have a business that they operate, right, as realtors and stuff. Two, we were able to actually free up some money because we're like, hey, let's refinance some of these things or pay off some of this stuff. So before we even got to the investing side, we already freed up $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 more a year they can go and put and make money off of, right?
Sure.
Well, then on top of that, you got a few hundred thousand dollars to invest. Now it's like, dang, if you make 10%, that's $20,000 a year right there. And so already we're over like $30,000 a year that we've got. Now, if we can reinvest that 30 some odd thousand a year, right? You know, and again, just using 10%, I mean, now we're getting up to 3,000 more a year. Now we're bumping it up, right? And then just keep accelerating. And what I call it like this income avalanche, where you keep compounding the income to the point where you hit that goal, whether it's 10,000, 20,000 a month, whatever it is, to hit that goal in the next 5 to 10 years or so.
That's awesome. So to shift gears a little bit on this, because I know we don't have a ton of time here, but how do you vet your operators? Like you've got all these partners in the real estate space. How do you vet them? How do you, because a lot of these deals show up and they may be a limited window opportunity. Mm-hmm. So like, do you just have people standing by? You say, hey man, hold tight until we get a deal that really matches what you want to do, or how does that work?
You know, so like, yeah, I have a whole slew of people. I try to find people that create a unique niche or fit, you know, and sometimes they could be in the same niche, right? Just give people different options. But I mean, first and foremost, it's always more important to know who the operator is,
sure,
who they are, what kind of integrity do they have if things were to hit the fan, right?
Right.
How much experience have they had in the space? It's always a lot more comforting when you know that somebody's made it through the last recession and they kept paying investors, right, than someone who just showed up 2 years ago and says, hey, here I am. I've never done a deal before, but I'll take your money. You know, right, like it's a lot harder to sell, right? And so I'll tell you, one of the most popular syndicators that people will go to is often someone who doesn't pay the highest returns, but they've paid returns every single year since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will go for certainty sometimes over returns. I mean, obviously you want both, right? That's the ideal, but all things being equal, some people are like, you know what? That works. Or sometimes it's just the simpler deal, right? Like people can just see it simply. You know, like I have a guy that he does like an 8% pref on his real estate deals. But then when after it closes or refinances, whether it's 3 or 4 years out, he pays another 8% bonus on top, you know? And some people are like, I can do that math. That sounds good. Versus trying to calculate all these different, you know, complex IRRs of it's 16, 17, 18%. People are like, yeah, but can I guarantee cash flow? Like, can I actually count on this money, right? And that's the kind of thing that I look for is really like, you know, first and foremost, who's that investor and operator, right? And how have they done in the past, you know? And then what are the deals they're doing? Like if they're trying to take high speculative risk, we don't want it.
Right.
You know, I'll go for the more safer. I actually like the boring investments.
Right.
The ones they've done with, they can do with their eyes closed. The ones right. They've done over and over and over and over again to the point where it's boring. Because to me, boring is sexy.
Right.
That's the thing you want to look for is boring stuff that they've done over and over and over that they've already proven that model. And it's just like, you know, simple system that they got in place.
That's brilliant. The boring is definitely sexy. That's something that should not be certainly overlooked by anyone. Plain vanilla is great. especially when it's throwing off cash. So that's fantastic. Yeah. You took a different route than a lot of financial advisors. Like, how did you scale your investing business? I mean, did you just put a, you know, sign out in the yard that says, hey, I help you buy commercial real estate, or what? You know, how did you invent this model? Because it's a unique model.
Yeah, it developed over time. Like, you know, I mentioned, like, I was back in the rat race during the recession. Mm-hmm. I stopped teaching people how to get out of the rat race. I actually put the whole, you know, investing in passive investments off to the side, because I never want to teach something I don't do.
Right.
So when I was back in the rat race, I stopped telling people how to get out of the rat race. I was more of how to find money, how to get resourceful, because that's what I was doing. I avoided bankruptcy, but I still had $1.1 million of debt to pay off. Whew. You know, and I was in the hole $16,000 a month too. I was short $16,000 each month. You know, I was quickly going in the hole, and I had to find a way to dig back out with no money and no credit. And that's why I have this whole ebook on my website, moneyripples.com, that talks about how I got resourceful to find money, right? But once I got out of the rat race about 2015, 2016, then I started teaching people to do that again. And it's like, here's how you can actually do it, because I did it too. In fact, twice now, right? I proved the model. And that's kind of what happened. Like, it was really an evolution, right? It really kind of went that direction. The funny thing is like, whenever you're good at something, it doesn't take a lot. You know, I mean, obviously my podcast, I have a podcast called The Chris Miles Money Show that now I'm almost like 500 episodes in, you know, that show has helped get followers and things like that. And then people came to me naturally.
Sure.
Well, the funny thing is, when I got out of the rat race at the end of 2016, I didn't need clients anymore. But people, that's the funny thing is, whenever you don't need money, that's when everybody wants you, right? That's when they want to hire you or say, how did you do it? So I had to scale my business a little bit. I actually just brought on another coach that acts as like another anti-financial advisor with me. And so that I can still stay part-time. I'm still like 20 hours a week or so, but kind of keep me part-time, still do what I'm doing, stay on my genius, but it still have a life, right? It's that whole balance. And I have to keep scaling. I have to keep bringing on more team and more people to help outsource things. And that's really how I'm doing it.
That's awesome. You present such a unique way to, and I'm sure you guys invest in other things besides real estate, but as it pertains to real estate, you bring such a unique way to invest and scale that. And I think that's much needed. I mean, there's lots of syndicators out there raising money, myself included, lots of people out there, you know, looking for deals and things like that. But there's very few people who have kind of taken the knowledge that you have, distilled it down so the average person can come alongside and find financial freedom. So good for you for doing that. That's got to be a really rewarding, I would think, day job.
It's what drives me. What wakes me up every day.
Yeah. And not to bore you with my own story, but I kind of did the same thing with my own parents' money. You know, they were investing in commercial assets, or not commercial assets, they're investing in stocks and bonds. And 2 years ago, I looked at it, and over a 14-year period, they returned 0.6% annually.
Sounds about right.
And their financial advisor was elated. Anyway, they are now investing in nice cash flowing real estate assets. It's like, look, we're done. Sorry, sir, you're fired.
That's the thing that keeps driving me. I can't quit, because if I do, that's what happens. You get financial advisors say, aren't you happy that you did what the market did or got a little bit better than the market? It's like, no, because it doesn't equate to freedom. You don't have that cash flow, right?
No.
You need cash flow for freedom, you know?
That's absolutely right.
That's the problem.
Man, good for you. That's fantastic. Yeah. I think you're doing a good thing both for others, for the world in general. So I don't want to steal your thunder here. I've got a final four question round for you.
Yeah.
So if either, and this might not apply, but we'll try it anyway, but if someone wanted to scale their real estate business and they would come to you or go do it themselves, what's one thing you would tell them to do? Anybody, just what would you do to scale?
You know, first and foremost is the best investment, especially if you're an active investor, your best investment, first and foremost, is in your business, right? Mm. That's something a financial advisor will never tell you. But in truth, your business is the thing that can generate it. I mean, that's what got me to retire both times more quickly than just trying to build money and slowly get that to grow, was how do I generate more residual streams of income?
Right.
Here's the warning. If you're an active real estate investor, you can get caught in this trap of transactional wealth versus passive wealth, right?
Oh, sure.
Every time, like different high-level real estate mastermind groups, right? And these guys are like, I'm making tens of millions a year, but I have zero freedom. You know, it's like, they just got to keep generating. And there's got to be a point where you start to funnel off that money to create passive income. And I think that's key is, yes, first and foremost, invest in your business, but make sure some of that profit is going to create passive wealth too at the same time.
That's an awesome piece of advice. Investing in yourself. What's one thing that you do to stay on top of your game?
You know, I keep studying, you know, like I keep trying to create or study. And it might be a study of different people's stuff, you know, listen to different advice, but a lot of it's just trying to dive deeper into what I already know and just master my craft. That's the thing that gets me excited is when I create something new, then you got this huge fire that burns in you is like, yes, like I've discovered something. It's awesome. You know,
right.
And I think that's what's really like brings you joy. It gives you purpose and meaning, you know, rather than just doing the same old monotonous routines.
That's fantastic. Investing in the world. And it sounds like I kind of got an idea already of what you might be doing to invest in the world since you're retired and now helping other people create passive income. But maybe you have a different answer. So what's one thing you're doing right now to make the world a better place?
You know, I mean, that's why I have my podcast, right? Like that was like big focus. And I've started to realize recently, because as I got more organic followers, I said, you know, I got to keep doing this. I got to invest more into that. You know, and I really had to come to Jesus talk with myself, right? Was, okay, I can just be comfortable and do my thing. And I don't have to like impress anybody, or I'm fine. I'm financially okay. But there's just that purpose of, you know, I really believe we all have God-given gifts and stewardship, right?
Sure.
And the best thing we can do is use that to help our fellow man, like, and women, right? Is really to help build mankind. Like what kind of footprint do you leave on this planet? And for me, I feel like that's one of the big things I can do is inspire hope and freedom for people that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And that's what drives me and makes me excited.
That's awesome. How can people learn more about you and get in touch with you?
Yeah, two ways. I kind of mentioned them. Go to my website, moneyripples.com, right? You can go there, check out some blogs and like the ebook I mentioned, or you can follow my podcast, The Chris Miles Money Show, which you can find on any podcast app.
Man, that's awesome. Chris, you bring an incredible value to the world and to those of us who get the opportunity to chat with you. So thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show and to share your insights. So super appreciate it. And yeah, have a great day.
You too, Sam. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.